Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Cracking our lineup for you with more from our no less than three featured new release albums today: Nick Barth's Continuum, Logan Richardson's Shift, and Bill Lawrence's After Sun. Also another tune from Sarah Vaughan. And in case you hadn't noticed, it's the first day of spring this Sunday, so we have a little ode to that. Diving straight in to one of our new releases, this is Bill Lawrence and Madeline.
Thank you.
Bill Lawrence keyboards, Michael League bass, Robert Sput Theolite drums, with Weedy Barmer percussion. From Lawrence's new released album in homage to space exploration called Aftersun. There's such a diversity in jazz new releases at the moment. Our three featured albums are all completely different in style. Bill Lawrence is occupying an interesting space, somewhere between the monumental, architectural, rhythmically driven soundscapes of British piano trio Go-Go Penguin and 1970s funk extravaganza, and with hints of straight down the line post-bop jazz. Kansas-born alto player Logan Richardson's new release Shift on the Blue Note label is much more easily categorisable. His group features five master improvisers, himself, of course, Pat Matheny guitar, Jason Moran keyboards, Harish Raghavan bass, Nasheet Waits drums, and the textures can be complex at times, and Richardson doesn't sweeten his alto's tone overly, but to me, the result is powerful and compelling. This is a tune called In Your Next Life.
Thank you.
Ogren Richardson's In Your Next Life from his newly released album Shift on Blue Note Records. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 92.2 FM. Today we are featuring three new releases with contrasting styles, illustrating the breadth and depth of improvisatory music at the moment. We've just heard from Bill Lawrence's album After Sun and Logan Richardson's Shift. Perhaps my favourite of the three is an industrially charismatic minimalist offering by Swiss pianist and composer Nick Barsch. There's something about the slowly shifting textures and attention to detail, together with mesmerising soundscapes, which communicates for me. The album is called Continuum. Let's have a listen to Module 18. Thank you. Nick Barsh, piano, Shah, bass clarinet and contrabass clarinet, Casper Rast, drums and percussion, Nicholas Stocker, drums and tune percussion, together with a beautiful string section, module 18. Production values are the highest quality. They're recorded on the ECM label and produced by Manfred Eicher. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is In the Moment, rolling on. Now for a moment of reflection. Last week, George Martin, icon and producer, passed away aged 90. We featured Sarah Vaughan singing Midnight Sun earlier in the programme. Here she is singing a cover, which was included on the Beatles' first album, written by Bob Scott and Rick Marlowe. This is A Taste of Honey.
Winds may blow o'er the icy sea, I'll take with me the warmth of thee, a taste of honey, a taste much sweeter than wine. I will return, I'll return, I'll come back for the honey and you.
Incomparable Sarah Vaughan and A Taste of Honey, in respectful commemoration of the life and work of George Martin, the fifth Beatle, who spent six decades contributing and working in the music industry at the highest level. He also did fabulous work for charities such as the Prince's Trust. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today on In the Moment, we are featuring three new release albums by Logan Richardson, Nick Barsh and Bill Lawrence. Although markedly different in style, the sheer quality of what is in offer is common to all three. And also common to all three are sky-high production values, which would surely have been approved of by George Martin. Bill Lawrence is perhaps the most stylistically eclectic of the three. His new release, called After Sun, embraces mainstream jazz, funk and electronica. Let's hear one of the tunes most influenced by the last of these, electronica. It has a quiet start, and it's called Bullet. Thank you. They definitely found the frequency cutoff button on those synths in that recording, didn't they? I say that as though I fully understand it. It's a kind of swoosh with which it began and ended as lower frequencies are added or taken out, I do believe. Either way, wonderful. Bill Lawrence, keyboards, fellow Snarky Puppy members Michael League, bass, and Robert Sput, Seer Wright, drums, together with Weedy Barman, percussion. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Still to come on today's programme, another tune from Nick Barsh's new release and a little In the Moment mix in homage to the season change at the end of this week. First though, here is Logan Richardson, Pat Matheny, Jason Moran, Harish Raghavan, Nishit Waits, and a lovely tune from their new album Shift. This has a great title. It's called Pacing Idiosyncrasies. Thank you. Pacing Idiosyncrasies from Logan Richardson's newly released album Shift on Blue Note Records, rather beautiful. If you like that, do check out the rest of the album, there's some great tunes on it. Richardson has released two previous albums as bandleader, Cerebral Flow, 2007, and Ethos, 2008. So you might want to have a listen to those as well. Maturing as a player and a bandleader, great stuff. Now to our final tune from Nick Barsh's ECM new release, Continuum. This is probably the most rhythmically strident offering. It's called Module 4. That was Nick Barsh, piano, Shah, bass clarinet and contrabass clarinet, Casper Rust, drums and percussion, Nicholas Stocker, drums and tune percussion. And the album also features a beautiful string section of Etienne Abelin, violin, Ola Sandiki, also violin, David Schnee, viola, and Solm Hong, cello, and Ambrosius Huber, also cello. I love that album. It's a wonderful minimalist soundscape which repays repeated listening. Well, that's almost it from today's In The Moment. I hope you've enjoyed the programme and I've loved having your company. The three new releases we've featured, Logan Richardson's Shift, Bill Lawrence's After Sun and Nick Barsh's Continuum Show, just how vibrant and diverse new improvised music is at the moment. Wonderful. And I'm looking forward to so much more to come this year as well. Until we do it all again next time, here's one of the main ancestors of much of this music we've heard today, American minimalist icon Steve Reich. We're going to hear a new version of his 1987 electric counterpoint, which was first recorded, as it happens, by Pat Metheny, who we've heard in Logan Richardson's Shift this morning. Although, of the three albums, it's probably that one which shows least minimalist influence. But there you go. I've taken the liberty also of prefacing this by an excerpt from one of my favourite pieces by an American composer whose influence on, and influenced by, film music and jazz is probably less remarked upon than it might be. Do have a fantastic week and stay listening to all the wonderful things on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. So, here is Steve Reich's Electric Counterpoint, played in a glorious brand new release, March 2016, by Daniel Lippel Guitar and Overdubs, and preceded by Aaron Copeland's Appalachian Spring, Section 8, Moderato Coda. It's spring on Sunday, don't you know? Thank you.
The boy stood on the burning deck, but my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org, number one for Sheffield music. Thank you.